This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the U.S. will swiftly donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses of surplus COVID-19 vaccine overseas through the U.N.-backed COVAX program. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
As vaccine demand drops at home, scores of countries have been asking the U.S. for doses. So far, only Mexico and Canada have received them, a combined 4.5 million. The White House says it'll share about 19 million doses with the UN-backed global vaccine program, with shots going to South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. Another 6 million will be sent to allies and partners like India and Iraq. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's making clear the U.S. wants nothing in return.
We're not seeking to extract concessions. We're not extorting.
He says the aim is solely to help end the pandemic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city's streets Friday to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Police have banned any vigils for the second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Critics say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a marked departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Last year, thousands in Hong Kong defied the ban, gathering in the downtown Victoria Park and lining up on sidewalks with lit candles across the city. Authorities have warned that taking part in unauthorized assemblies poses the risk of up to 5 years in prison, while advertising or publicizing illegal rallies is punishable by up to 12 months in jail. This is VOA News. The United States expects to have a sixth round of indirect talks on reviving compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and probably more, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Thursday. Price said hurdles remained after the fifth round of talks that concluded on Wednesday, even as he did not rule out the possibility of an agreement in the next round.
Ultimately, our objective here is to ensure that Iran is once again subject to the most stringent verification and monitoring regime ever negotiated. That's what the 2015 JCPOA imposed.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018, arguing it gave Iran excessive sanctions relief for inadequate nuclear curbs. U.S. President Joe Biden wants to restore the pact's nuclear limits and, if possible, extend them. France says it is suspending joint military operations with Malian forces until the West African nation's junta complies with international demands to restore civilian rule. The announcement late Thursday came amid growing pressure for Colonel Assimi Goïta to step aside. Goïta deposed the country's civilian transitional leaders late last month, grabbing back control of Mali 9 months after his first coup d'etat was carried out. The African Union and regional bloc ECOWAS already have suspended Mali's membership. The European Union has also threatened targeted sanctions. Effie Bailey, the celebrity attorney who defended O.J. Simpson, Patricia Hearst, and the alleged Boston Strangler, but whose legal career halted when he was disbarred in two states, has died. He was 87. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
Effie Bailey made his name winning an acquittal for the second murder trial of Dr. Sam Shepard. Bailey's other high-profile clients included heiress Patricia Hearst, the alleged Boston Strangler, and former NFL star O.J. Simpson. One of the memorable moments of Simpson's 1995 trial was Bailey cross-examining Los Angeles police detective Mark Furman about racism.
Anyone who comes to this court and quotes you as using that word in dealing with African Americans would be a liar, would they not, Detective?
Yes, they would.
All of them, correct?
All of them.
Bailey was disbarred in two states for his handling of stock owned by a convicted drug smuggler. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week for a fifth straight week to a new pandemic low. The latest evidence the U.S. job market is regaining its health as the economy further reopens. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.